Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're sharing some memories regarding Bob Bergstrom, who recently passed away, long time Orient AD. He also coached basketball, coached softball, I think a tenure of 35 years, started in the mid-1960s and retired in 2000. And among the coaches during that time, 6 years from the mid to late 80s to early 90s, Scott Olson. All right, Coach Olson, got to share a few memories about Bob Bergstrom. Great to visit with you today.
Bob Bergstrom, thanks for talking to you, Jim. Bob Bergstrom's Orient High School to me. I got a chance. He hired me to coach basketball, gave me my first head coaching experience, and also worked on my staff as a freshman coach. And what a great guy. I mean, he made it very comfortable for me. He was very positive. I had been a freshman because I thought he was like a father. He's the kind of guy that took you from junior high to the high school world. We were a little bit more demanding up at that top level and a little bit tougher on the guys, but he really made it comfortable. Was a great teacher. Loved the game. Really loved coaching basketball. Really loved coaching softball. Really loved the kids. And it was very comfortable to have him. I think that's the best word I could say. It just made it feel great for me to be there. And anytime there was I had, you know, questions or things, he would offer some of his sage advice, which was great, and it was fantastic.
I know Coach Larry Schulte. I was talking to him earlier this week, and he had mentioned that, you know, Coach Bergstrom was the type of guy that even as an administrator, basically nothing was beneath him in terms of whatever the task was. I mean, and Coach Schulte said, you don't find maybe that today as much as you used to find it, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And that's some of the things that are missing as we go on in this world. I'm in a basketball camp right now. In Bloomington, Illinois, and the shoes are squeaking, and you just said the same thing. You said, well, that's pretty apt for this. And yeah, Fergie would love to hear this. This is it. This is his area.
All right. So, you know, the other thing I think about from an athletic director to a coach, you know, how much did you feel he had your back? Because I know in the 80s, we talk about when we really move from kind of the mid-80s to the late 90s, that's maybe where we started to hear a little bit more about maybe some of the parental pressures that coaches have to deal with. How did Coach Bergstrom deal with that in terms of your relationship? And was he one of those guys that you said, I know where I stand with him. I know he has my back.
Yeah, you know, I definitely, he did have that. And I think the fact that he actually coached with me, he saw day in and day out what we did, how we went about business, and he was fine with that. So it gave him a little bit easier time to defend, obviously, if there's a complaint from a parent, what have you. He's been there seeing it, so he knows what's going on. Other ADs, obviously, you're in the AD, you don't see quite as, you may step in and watch a little bit of practice, but you don't understand because, you know, right now we're pretty demanding on some of the kids here, and some of those kids are like, this is great. Some of those kids are like, my God, what's this? They haven't been through that. But Bergie understands why we were doing it, and it made it easier for him to say that. Plus, he knew the town, and he had a really folksy way of diffusing situations. And I've been mirroring that a little bit as in this camp. As a director here, it's just the same thing. You have some issues come up, you talk, and then it's gone. And it was easy. I learned to handle people in this situation a lot from Bob Bergstrom.
Well, and then I was also going to ask you, when you see that a guy, you know, it's kind of the exception now and not the rule, where he was at the same place for 35 years, right? So he coached, you know, basketball, coached softball, was the AD 35 years from 65 to, I think, 2000. And, you know, basketball ain't easy coaching, right? I mean, and you know what softball has become in the state of Illinois. Right. Ain't easy. And you know what, especially now, what being an AD is like. I mean, you have to really give that guy some major respect to say he did all that and he stayed at the same place for 35 years. My goodness, how'd he do it?
Right. It's a minefield out there, and he was able to avoid that. But his way, his demeanor, his love of the kids, his understanding of humans, the human nature, allowed him to be able to do that. And, yes, he would always, hey, back up a little bit, soften, slow down, you know, that sort of stuff. Tap on the brakes. I'm saying the same thing right now to some of my young guys right here are working with me. The same thing, you know, hey, guys, there's a change of pace sometimes. Take a breath and take a look. And, you know, that's what he was really good at. And he's very comfortable in the manner of dealing with people. And he decided to put his roots down there in Orion. And Orion's much better for it, and so am I, and so a lot of people that he's touched.
All right. I would be remiss if I did not ask you this, and this is perfect as we're talking about Bob Bergstrom. So I first got to Aledo in the early 90s, so Scott Olsen was still coaching at Orion, and I say it was at the height of one of the greatest small school conferences that ever existed, and it should still exist. This is me. This is Jim Taylor preaching again. It should still exist today, and I'm talking about the Olympic Conference, and my battle cry still today is bring it back. And so I want you, as I talk to you, okay, I'm going to throw out, you know, Aledo's now Mercer County, of course, Consolidated District, but so you got Aledo, Knoxville, Farmington, Orion, Sherrard, Rock Ridge, Monmouth, Roseville, and Macomb when the conference was expanded to 8 teams. The perfect 8 teams, Scott Olsen. Can I get an amen to that? And how freaking great was that conference?
That was. I haven't been part of conference shifts at every other place I've been at. I love the stability. I love knowing who you're playing. I love that you could develop some rivalries. That's what we want, and I enjoyed that. And now we're just shifting. Okay, here's it. You got to keep taking banners down from the gym walls of who's in your conference all the time. You don't know. No, I enjoyed it. Same thing with baseball. I still like the old, you know, the regular league. Now people are going to say, well, we should just switch now to East and Midwest and West Coast and forget the American League and the National League. No, I think that's very important. It's very important.
All right. All right, Scott Olsen. Some good times back in the day at Orion from 87 to 93 and some great memories regarding Bob Bergstrom. Always great to visit with you. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Can I share just one story?
Amen. Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. We were playing Riverdale, and it was for the championship for the Orion. This is just my first or second year there. And I'm not living in Orion, so I drove. I always have my clothes. I never went home afterwards. I didn't have my shoes for championship game. And I'm looking around. I'm going, oh, my God, I don't have shoes. And Bergie says, what size are you? And we're sitting there. I told him what size it was, the same size as his. He says, here, take mine. So I took his loafers, basically. And we won the game. And won the game wearing Bergie's shoes. So I got a chance to walk in Bergie's shoes for once, and it was fantastic, and we had a great time after one of that.
All right, awesome. Coach, thanks for the memories, and thanks for visiting with WRMJ today. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.